This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Man, this is from the window to the wall. It's going to be fine. Yin Yang Twins.
No. Hey, what are you doing, Ian?
It's just...
We actually had a hiccup behind the scenes. Not on my side, but...
You can't win! Man, I'm about to get my phone, and I'm just going to go on my iTunes.
Just put it right into the microphone.
The one that I made applied so perfectly that I'm very upset that it didn't get played.
Do you think we're going to give you, when we get to 20, we're going to give it to you another opportunity.
I'm telling you, man, it was great, too. It was a good one.
This is Lacto when he's attempting to nail the right song.
Get it right!
Well, let me ask you a question. You know, there's always opportunities for redos here. So now the question I didn't get to ask there was, do you want to hear the actual 2 o'clock open? But Mikey answered it for me.
I think I like the first one better.
I feel like now you're coming out my neck, Mikey, for your mistakes.
This feels like the Raiders locker room right now.
Yeah, y'all beefing, man.
We're not all pulling in the same direction.
I think my mistake made the show better, actually.
Everybody's getting angry.
I'm a man! I'm 40!
Just yelling at each other.
Let's ride!
You know? I mean...
What more do you want from me?
Yelling that in the control room.
I'm putting cases on all...
Yeah, we got that.
I'm putting cases on all you...
You know? And Bart's just sitting here all ketoed out. Everything is awesome. Happy. Whatever the hell plant-based something that you had. But you ordered a salad and it's all crouton.
Yeah, and I can't eat none. I'm eating around. I'm like, yo, what the hell?
You see, you wouldn't have that issue if you had mozzarella sticks.
Look at this. All crouton. Look, you don't see nothing but great bread.
Renee, how good would the mozzarella sticks be?
Oh, my goodness.
Were they just not like melty?
With the marinara sauce?
Oh, the marinara was so sweet today.
Okay, listen, guess what?
It was delicious.
In about 6 weeks,
yeah,
I'm going to take these toasted almond buns, and I'm going to go out to a beach.
Phrasing?
Oh, and I'm going to soak in all that vitamin D, baby.
You toasted what?
Oh, get out of here.
My toasted almond buns.
Is that what you call them?
Yeah. I mean, I'm chocolate mocha latte over here, you know what I'm saying?
You know what? I don't know.
When I go sit in the sun, you know what I mean? I'm going to go get that Flavor Flav black, that Air Reed black, that Wesley Snipes black. You know what I'm saying? Wait till I come back. Nothing makes people feel bad than when you see somebody that you know shouldn't be the color that he is. Like, yo, where did you go, man? Don't worry about it, sweetheart. Don't worry about it, sweetheart. It's that splat. It's that splat. You know, man, so don't even worry about it.
Oh,
so when man. I so because I didn't enjoy the mozzarella sticks today, oh, man, I'm going to enjoy that mimosa or that mojito in January right after the Super Bowl when I'm looking like... Just looking like,
I like you hit me in my winky.
Oh, the winky gonna be ready. Believe that.
His yin yang twins gonna be all out there.
Like, yo!
Bing bong!
Because the belly's smaller, things appear larger in the mirror. It's good for your prostate, your yin yang twins.
So, we're just done with phrasing, right? That's not a thing anymore?
It's not a thing on this show. It is Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott. ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance and brought to you by the Home Depot, and I'm sure they're very happy about that at this very moment. With everything you need to do, project smarter, faster,
easier. We're talking about
wood. Welcome to today's Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Hey, phrasing!
Yeah, well, it is hour number three, Bart Scott, on an Overreaction Monday, and when it's hour number three on Overreaction Monday, and everybody now has to do the over-under of how many hours we get out of you. What do we got? Everybody guess. Over, under.
5 hours.
We're getting 5 hours? Lacto.
I go 3 hours.
3 hours. Stosh.
What'd you say?
I'm just kidding. wait until
let's go three.
Show.
Okay.
Three. All right. Let's see where it goes.
He's going to hit us with 3.5.
Hour number three, Bart Scott. What's that mean?
It's the power hour. Hour, 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 hour.
Should have taken the over.
Wait. He's turning red.
That's all the croutons.
He's about to pass out. The only person I could think of that can match the energy of Bart Scott in the Power Hour is one of our favorite people who wants to talk about a team that nobody's talking about but happens to have 7 wins. Tessa in Jersey. Tess, what's happening?
I'm back. Back in the New York groove. Listen, listen. I don't even know what to do with myself. All I know is my boss is a hater because she's a Dallas fan and she changed my schedule last week. That's why I couldn't call y'all. But I'm back right now. Listen, Alan and Barr, I just want to say this one thing. I'm also so proud today because today, my daughter, she verbally committed for gymnastics to a college, and I'm just like so over the moon. So it's just like yesterday's win, Dallas lost.
You get to spend some of that 529 money on yourself.
Let's go. That's right. No, no, no. You're supposed to buy her things it instead, like get her
I'm supposed
a car.
To buy her things with the 529.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
No.
But you know that'll be next year, 2023. So I'm just so
congratulations.
Happy.
Congratulations. Good for you both.
That. Thank you guys so much. So I just want to say this really quick. Just like you said, Alan, and just like Bart said earlier. Well, you kind of didn't say Alan. Bart did. I'm going to be really honest with you. Really quick, I got to touch on this. Let's give Derek Carr a bucket because at the end of the for his kids, because at the end of the day, your brother was getting his head smashed in Houston for years. Mm. You never heard him crying about it, and then he came over to us. Everybody's going through trials and tribulations. The guy that had a touchdown yesterday just came off the street like 2 weeks ago. At the end of the day, you have to be a leader. You got to go up in there, and if you're not a leader, then you shouldn't be taking that money. You're getting paid to do what you got to do. Stop getting on here crying. I'm not with it. Please give him something. But that was just unacceptable yesterday. Like, knock it off. Everybody's out here. We doing next man down every time. Everybody thought we were going to lose yesterday because McKinney was out. Like, he just needs to really knock it off. Get yourself together. Go woosah. Go talk to your coaches. All y'all go as a joint effort and go talk to whoever acting like bums in the locker room. But other than that, let's get past that. I'm telling you right now. This is my overreaction. I don't care. We definitely going to the playoffs. We definitely won in our first round, okay? Hmm. Kenny Galladay is definitely, we're going to find a way to get rid of him. We're going to find a way to get rid of him. Get rid of that man. He's going to be gone. I cannot take him no more. It's like, how are you happy, but you still want to butt your head against the wall at the same time? That's what I was dealing with yesterday, okay? And then it's like, listen, guys, do y'all understand? Like, we're playing with just Saquon and Daniel Jones. Like, I just don't think people understand that on offense. So people are like, oh, y'all should have blew them out by 30. Are you kidding me? What do we have?
You got Darius Slayton.
Find ways to win. To win, win, win. And then Dallas getting a loss yesterday.
That's
it
big.
Was amazing. But I'm going to tell you right now, our defense is the truth. I don't care what nobody say. Bart, you're a defensive dude. Listen, we bend sometimes, but we don't break. And we always coming up with that play that we need to seal the game. Bart, you don't think our defense played good yesterday?
Yeah, listen, understand, though, the criticism and what people are going to try and say is like, look at the opponent, right? You're playing the Houston Texans. Listen, you can't control who you play.
Two takeaways in the red zone that were big.
The Giants will have
and
an opportunity.
Better than their record.
Yeah, the Giants will have an opportunity to shut up all the doubters when they play Dallas and they play Philadelphia.
That's right.
That way, nobody can deny, nobody can say anything. So you need to gather and save all your strength for that. Are they going to go to the playoffs? Absolutely, the Giants are going to go to the playoffs. And if they get matched up against a team like Tampa, they can win an ugly game against a team like Tampa. You know, if they go in and they're the wild card, they're going to have an opportunity to go, you know, maybe to Tampa, they can get a win there. You know, if they go out west and play Seattle for the rematch, they can win there. So, listen, they can go there and win. And, you know, what you're saying is not out of the realm of possibility. I think it could even be likely, depending on who the matchup is.
Thank you, Tess.
They're early in their process.
We appreciate you, Tess. As always, the energy is great. And, again, as we know, all right, so next week, you get the Lions,
yeah.
Right? You got the Lions at home, and then it gets real. I mean, Thanksgiving, you got the Cowboys.
Yep.
All right. That to me, if the Giants are
put up or shut up,
and I believe we said 8-2. Did we not at one point say when you go into Thanksgiving the Giants could be 8-2?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they could be 8-2 because the Lions, as much as you love them, you know they are beatable.
And the Dallas is going to be really
Dallas
desperate.
At home on Thanksgiving.
And they're going to be they're going to be desperate because now they're in third place.
Mm.
Which one of those teams may miss the playoffs?
But listen to this schedule ends for the Giants. If you're a Giants fan, like is this just a platform or is this the peak? I asked this about the Jets. I said the same thing about the Giants. So you have the Lions. But then here's how it goes the rest of the way, kids. At Cowboys on Thanksgiving, the whole world's watching that game. That's the 4:30 game. So you know everybody's got that game on.
Yep.
Right? Then you have the Commanders, a divisional game. You can say what you want about the Commanders. Divisional game. And oh, by the way, tonight, I believe you get Chase Young back tonight,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they may get
so
Chase Young back.
So their defense gets a lot tougher. Then you have the Eagles at home. Then the Commanders again, then the Vikings on Christmas Eve, and we all know now the Vikings are for real.
Yep.
And that game's at 1:00, so we don't have to worry about Kirk Cousins and his solar-powered, you know, energy. Then you have Colts, and then you finish with the Eagles, end the season against the Eagles. There's no gimmies there. If you want to say should beat the Commanders, okay, you should.
Playing them
and
twice.
The Colts, you should beat the Colts. Okay, but we don't know what the Colts are going to look like by then.
Yeah, they could because be just running the ball with Jonathan Taylor.
They could be so much different.
They could be the same team that you are.
That's a good point.
But they got Pittman, and they got they got two receivers that can play. And if they can run the ball with Jonathan Taylor,
yep,
they can make it ugly for you.
Yeah, so they're taking – the Giants are doing what they're supposed to do. Win these games that you're yep. supposed to win. Detroit is another game you're supposed to win. Just keep doing those things. And then as the schedule gets tough and it gets real – that's when you can start seeing, all right, what are you, a contender or a pretender? We're going to learn a lot about the Giants come December.
By the way, quick update, per reports, does not look like Chase Young will be playing this evening.
Oh, now he's not.
Yeah.
Okay. This morning I heard he was going to make his season debut.
Well, the thing is, well, if he's not going to play here, they're saying, hey, he's on a short week. We're going to keep him on a pitch count, so we'll save him for a Sunday game. So instead of playing him on Monday and he wouldn't be available for Sunday, we'll just play him Sunday. That's usually how it goes.
We didn't get to this, and I want to get to it. We did mention the Colts, right? We did mention our good friend Jeff Saturday got his first win as a head coach, and it was, you know, it was an emotional time for both teams, clearly, because Derek Carr was crying. Jeff Saturday, though, I want to play this because we both like him. He's been in our studio.
Our
We've had him on the show a lot.
It's our guy.
To see him on the sideline, to see him in the locker room afterwards, and just how that went down. Him getting his first win. Well, here's Jeff Saturday just talking about what this whole experience was like for him.
It would have been interesting to have a heart monitor on me. You know, it was magical. In all honesty, I felt very at peace. I felt like we had a really good plan in place. I felt like all the men who I had talked about empowering and giving them ability to do what they can do exceptionally well, they all stepped up. And so I knew what my role was, and I was going to execute my role to the best of my ability, and I was going to allow all of those men to do the same. And they stepped up, man, and it's an incredible day.
So happy for him and that team getting Matt Ryan back under center. And then, of course, congratulations. He gets to come home now and play. The undefeated Eagles.
Yeah.
But we expect them to be undefeated after tonight, of course.
Yeah, but with Jonathan Taylor, hey, man, if you put an ugly plan. And listen, I thought all year long, you know, the Colts should have been playing like the Giants, leaning on that nasty defense and running the ball and ugly in the game. But they should be playing identically to the team in their division and Tennessee Titans.
They weren't winning a lot of scrimmage. And that's something I think that Jeff went in and said, I'm going to change because that offensive line looked a lot different in that game than they have in the past.
But it's about the plan, right? It's about putting a guy underneath center. Right? And we saw that with Aaron Rodgers.
You trust.
And allowing, like, I wish the Jets would put you know, Zach under center more because now play action is crazy.
I agree.
Especially when you got to run a game like that and you got a guy like James Robinson. You want him running downhill. You don't want him in a pistol and he got to take a sidestep and run sideways to go forward. Mm-hmm. You want him to come down. You're going to the left side, I'm coming downhill fast with speed, power, and able to cut. So you saw that with Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady, right?
Yep.
So if it's good enough for them, like, why isn't it good enough for everybody else? But, you know, they did a great job in having a plan and saying, this is our identity, and we're going to stick to it.
Love it. Love it. So, again, he gets that first win. We'll see where it goes now for them because they are really just one game under 500 now. So, you know, still anything can happen with the Colts if they can just
the tie.
Get it right. Yeah, you do have that tie. Coming up, we do have the BS Translator, what they said, what they really meant. We've got a lot of cuts for you to get to, but first, Bart's going to tell us about Grainger.
For all the ones who get it done, Grainger is there to help. Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, 24/7 support, free access to product specialists, and experienced staff at over 250 local branches. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help keep your facility safe and your people even safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop on by.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
A little voice pops up in the back of your mind to say, this guy who's sitting before me is telling me stories.
This is the BS Translator.
That's why there's hope, because there's people like me who listen.
With Barton Hahn.
All right, BS Translator time on Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. Let's begin, Bart, by switching it on and playing a little something from Aaron Rodgers. What is he saying? What does he really mean?
A lot of the battles that we face are between I and I, between the person that can go out there and dominate and knows that they can, and the little voice in your head that tries to knock you off of that confident perch you're on. So I'm happy that I knocked that voice back into hell and had a good performance today.
I think we all can relate to this.
Yeah, it's like he had little Penny right on one shoulder, good Penny, bad Penny, or what's Chris Rock, little character on the side, and he's saying, like, hey, Aaron should have went to Jeopardy. What is Aaron Rodgers sucks? Who is Aaron Rodgers suck? And then, you know, what he had to say is like, listen, man, I know I struggle, but I'm still a bad man. And maybe I'm not as bad as I used to be. And, you know, the athlete is always the last person to know when you're kind of losing a little speed off your fastball. But I think, you know, he recognized that, hey, man, the best way to win and for me to be dominant is for me to hand the ball off and let these young stallions in this backfield run. And I just make timely plays like when I got to make the check and catch him in third and short and throw the ball over the top to the kid, Christian Watson. That's when I get to be special, because that's when I get my numbers. Once I draw you into this run, and I can still be special. And at the end of the day, I'm just adding and padding the lead onto my resume, and my Hall of Fame resume is what he's speaking of. So I think he's, you know, we all fight doubt when we start things going the wrong way and we start hearing the critics.
Yeah.
And he had to say, you know what? I understand the critics may have some validation, but it ain't the end of the story. I'm the author of my own story. And yesterday he wrote a novel that he can be proud of, or a chapter he can be proud of.
I felt like Tom Brady, as we move on with the BS Translator, since we're talking about GOATs, let's go to Tom Brady next on this. Is because Tom Brady, with that game-winning drive, and I know all the circumstances, everything else, because the Rams could have done a lot better defensively, and they didn't, but doesn't matter. That was, and I keep making this reference, how Stella got her groove back. You know, Tom's been through a lot of stuff personally and emotionally and everything else, and it's like, that was the first time he kind of could say, all right, I'm me, right? And that's that I versus I that Aaron Rodgers was talking
him,
about.
I'm him.
Well, no, I don't know about I'm him, but I'm back to being me, because if anybody's him, it's Tom Brady. All right, he's him. And we haven't really seen him a lot this year. Then they go to Germany, and predictably, they beat the Seahawks. I know you didn't want to believe it.
Geno fumbled it on the 10-yard line.
Cost us money.
10-yard line. Geno fumbled, man.
Brady goes to Germany, and he kind of like continues to look like him again, and he sounds like him as well. So here he is in the BS Translator talking about the win in Germany.
I think everyone got a chance to see the city a little bit, but most importantly, we were here to try to play and win a football game, which, you know, I thought we did a lot of great things out there. So it wasn't perfect, but I think the best part is winning the game and feeling like we made some improvements. And we have a bye week now, so we can take a little bit of time to refresh and get ready to, you know, make a big push and figure out kind of some of the things we haven't done well the first 10 weeks of the year and see how we can get better.
And the big push is about coming out of the bye, kind of self-scouting and saying, this is how we have to win. We can't pay attention to how we used to win, because this season, every season is unique. It has its own identity. And, you know, you're going to have to run the ball with White and Fournette and lean on that and let Tom be great, because he still has two receivers that are in the upper echelon in Godwin. And also you look at, you know, Evans, but then, you know, Russell Gage, and you saw Julio with the over route, man, kind of blown coverage, kind of looking super fast and strong, you know, and you saw him like with the tackle, he looked like he was a linebacker or free safety. And, you know, you can win that way. Devin White, the defense looks stout, sound. You know, we know what Seattle had done on the ground with Kenneth Walker III, and they were able to nullify that and shut it down and put it in Geno's hands, and Geno had an off day, made some costly mistakes. And, you know, you can win that way, especially within the division that they're in that's about to start Baker Mayfield because P.J. Walker is hurt. Man, they must not want Sam Darnold to even get touched. They're like, man, he get touched.
Jersey?
They're like, we don't have to pay him. If he get hurt, man, then he might mess around. We can't cut him next year.
Right. They'll go to Baker again, and Baker loves to headbutt his teammates without a helmet on, which, you know, is always a great idea.
See if he lowers his head to run somebody over now.
That's true. All right, continuing with the BS Translator, let's get one more in here while we can, and let's go to your favorite coach and mine, not really, Brandon Staley. So the Chargers lose on Sunday night, and it's to the 49ers, which is an expected outcome. They only score 16 points. And with Justin Herbert and what you have, like, you would just think you expect more out of the Chargers. We certainly expected more out of the Chargers this season, and we're not getting it. And Brandon Staley talks about the idea of playing hard.
There's a balance. I mean, he makes plays. He makes spectacular plays. He's a special player.
That is Sean McDermott. I meant this Brandon Staley.
What I told the guys in there is that we didn't come in here to get a pat on the back for playing hard. You know, that's not what this league's about. We came here to win tonight. And that's what I liked about our team is we came here to win tonight. Now, we didn't win, but the effort and the physicality tonight, the toughness of our team, that was good enough. That was what I expect, you know, in terms of going nose to nose with a good team. There was no – our group didn't back down tonight. Our team was the aggressor, all right, and it just didn't go down in the second half. You know, but we need to get rested up, and we got another big one next week.
I know what I'm hearing. What are you hearing?
Yeah, I'm hearing that, you know, I know we came in, we're supposed to be this soft team from L.A., and these guys up here are supposed to be like they convicts from Alcatraz. But we went up and we didn't bow down to them physically, right? So that's something that we have to carry going forward, because if we can play with the same physicality against teams that's not them, we're going to have a better chance in being able to be there in the playoffs and have an opportunity to win some games. You know, we can't, now that it's on film, we can't be that way. We got to be able to come downhill, and the attention to you know, really, when you talk about physicality, a lot of times you're talking about on the defensive side of the ball, because you know it was about Debo's going to run you over. It's about, okay, McCaffrey's going to make you look silly, right? You know, Trent Williams going to come down and mag dog you. You know what I mean? And I'm sure guys like Khalil Mack and Derwin James are like, nah, man, I don't play like that. I'm a tough guy. Y'all better be tough with me. I need y'all to have my back. And they did show up from a physical standpoint. This game was a lot closer than what we thought it was going to be. And going forward, and maybe it's something you can build off of there.
Right. So a coach is looking at his team and saying, we didn't get the result, but this is who we've got to be if we're going to have success. And what he's trying to do is put it out there that, sure, be disappointed by the loss, but I think that's the team I need to have going forward. And he's hoping like hell that guys buy into that, because there's still a lot of season left for a team that is now 5-4. All right, that's the BS translator. It's Bart Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We have your calls at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. A whole lot of overreaction Monday continuing with you. And also tonight, you've got Monday Night Football, the Eagles and the Commanders. Is tonight the night that the O has got to go in Philadelphia? Yeah. Bart Hahn, ESPN Radio.
Bart and Hahn.
The only unbeaten team left in the NFL. I mean, Jalen Hurts. I did not see it, Mel. I did not see it. I did not see him being this quality of a quarterback at the NFL that could carry an offense. He's an MVP candidate. Yes, record-wise, they are the best team in the league.
Barton Hahn. Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We got a little Monday Night Football preview brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Jalen Hurts and the Eagles coming in at 8-0, first time in franchise history. They're going to look to become the second team in, what, the last 6 years to go 9-0 to start the season. That 2020 Steelers team, remember we called that Fugazi 11-0 that they were? Because even though they were 11-0, you're like, how the hell are they 11-0? They just weren't that good of a team, and in the end, it obviously proved out. But this Eagles team, we watched, Bart, and at 8-0, looking to go 9-0, it's like I feel like they are a legit 8-0, and the tests are now going to get tougher and tougher as we get deeper into the season.
I mean, they're in the same division that sees the Giants at 7-2. Eventually, they got to pay the piper, and are they unbeatable? I don't think so. I mean, I think they're very – I mean, they can lose to the Cowboys. They can lose to the Giants.
Of course. No, they have hurdles left, but FPI, Football Power Index for ESPN, they give the Eagles a 7% chance to be 17-0.
That's fine. That's fine.
That's not a lot. I mean, what I mean by 7% means it's like it's most likely they will not.
Yeah. But right? and I wonder what the odds are for them to win the Super Bowl, because I think they can still get bounced.
Well, the Super Bowl
they can
odds
get bounced
continue
in the second. I think they get bounced. They can get bounced easily in the second round.
In the matchups, right? I mean, we'd have to know who.
But I mean, they can get bounced by San Francisco. They can get bounced by Minnesota.
So let's see. The odds have changed on some things. So title odds. There's been some movement going on here. All right, Minnesota has jumped from 16-1 to 12-1. Miami 22-1 to 15-1. Tampa has moved from 22-1 to 16-1. That's a big jump. Tennessee, by the way, Bart, the Titans went from 50-1 to 35-1. Green Bay 100-1 to 80-1. 80-1. And the Colts, the Saturday effect, 500-1 odds after the last after Sunday to 200-1. Now, teams that have dropped, Buffalo Bills are still the betting favorite, but they dropped after another loss from plus 280 to plus 380.
Kansas City is the favorite.
And Kansas City moved, right, from 550, plus 550 to plus 475, which, no, Kansas City is second favorite. And they jumped over Philly. So Philly now is the third favorite.
Who's number one?
I just told you, Buffalo.
Okay.
They're still the betting favorite, but they have fallen. They're still plus 380, but it is, you know, it has changed. It's interesting to see the different teams that have fallen. But, yeah, Philly is still up there as one of the favorites. But this game tonight, the Commanders are just
– they play hard.
It's a weird team,
they got
though, right?
They got some talent. They're not going to make it easy.
I mean, think about it.
McLaurin and Samuels and Logan Thomas.
And Taylor Heineke is
Gardner Minshew, Fitzpatrick, yeah, all in one.
Put them all in one, right? But they
they can get hot.
They're 9-9 when he starts.
They can get hot. He can get hot.
He's that guy that nobody thinks is a long-term starter, but when he plays, he can be effective, right?
Yeah, he gets
so
hot.
You can't, it's a division game, so you don't expect them to take it lightly, but you also don't like, you know, it's the Commanders. You think you're supposed to win this game. They're favored right now. Caesars has them laying 11. I think, is that the latest 11? And FPI has them winning this game 83%. So what are you expecting to see tonight in this game?
I expect you know, Philly to try and establish his dominance, right? But, you know, once again, this is a divisional game. It's kind of like when Cleveland plays the Bengals. It don't matter. It always gets muddied up and it gets ugly because of the history between these teams. Remember, you know, just Philadelphia was the first team, was the last team to win a title within this division. You know, the Commanders are a proud organization. The Giants are a proud organization. We know that Dallas is America's team, so to speak.
Not a lot of pride with the Commanders right now.
But Philly's been little brother, you know what I mean, in that division, and now they're trying to get some get back. But this team from the Commanders can hang with anybody. And listen, if Jalen Hurts hasn't had that bad performance like Aaron Rodgers has had, Tom Brady has had, let's see if he can continue to play at that high level, or, you know, will he try and be too aggressive because of a lack of respect for the Commanders and push the ball down the field into enemy territory, and will you have somebody step up and be able to pick them off like Patrick Peterson did, Josh Allen yesterday?
Remember, they lit him up in week three. That was a 24-8 win, and Hurts got it done in the air. I mean, he had 214 passing yards, three passing touchdowns, I think in the second quarter alone, right?
Yeah. So. But then after that, he didn't do much. He had a crazy second quarter, and they shut him down in the second half.
Right.
He had 21 in the third, I think.
Another key stat here, too, is because, you know, again, the O is the O that has to go. I mean, Hurts as the starting quarterback. They won five straight division games. So it's an interesting game tonight. There's no question about it, but they should win this game. And I think every week now adds pressure on the Eagles as a group, as a collective. Because the pressure is going to be, can they keep this thing going? Does the O go tonight? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. This Monday night preview is presented by Progressive Insurance. Save on commercial auto insurance from Progressive. Get a fast quote at progressivecommercial.com. All right, we have your calls at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 with Overreaction Monday. Let's finish up with more of your overreactions from a wild Sunday in the NFL. Bart and Han, ESPN Radio.
Bart and Han.
That was an overreaction.
Overreaction Monday.
That was uncalled for.
On Bart and Han.
All right, so this isn't obviously the original. The Fugees covered it. But because we didn't have the original available quickly enough, we give you Killing Me Softly, but we do so with a heavy heart today.
That's true.
So Roberta Flack, it was announced today that she has ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease, and she can no longer sing. And that's heartbreaking because Roberta made this song a classic in 1973. A wonderful voice. And so some sad news there in the music world. Meanwhile, we have Overreaction Monday, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We are with you here at Barton Hahn, presented by Progressive Insurance. Let's get more overreactions, shall we? From D in New York. What's happening, D?
What's up, man? I want to expound on Bart's point that caller was making about Justin Fields with the undertones. And I want to relate it to something that Mike Greenberg said today about Justin Fields might be the best quarterback in his draft and related to the Jets and the Jets ownership. Because I want to ask someone like I'm a two-year-old, what on earth, since they were born, has Zach Wilson done better than Justin Fields in the quarterback position?
Say it again. I'm trying to understand. What has Zach Wilson done better than Justin Fields?
Yes. Because why was he picked?
Why was he picked ahead of him is what he said.
Well, we knew during the process there was a lot of those undertones that we thought, like buzzwords that you say, you know, because this guy was a pocket passer. He won at a high level at a prestigious organization. Mm-hmm. When you look at Trey Lance and Zach Wilson, they barely have a resume. We didn't have a big body sample size of what they can do against stiff competition when we know Ohio State's always in the running for a title or being part of the college playoff.
They're always in the conversation.
So that was one of the biggest things that we said. Like, why is this kid falling and why are we starting to hear negative things about him? You know, we know he loved the game. He fought for the game during the midst of COVID to kind of petition the Big Ten to be able to play football. So, like, it was like one of those things, and it's unfair. And it's one of those things, you know, I call it unknown bias sometimes. I don't think it's intentional. You just don't realize that you're doing things. But he should have been picked second overall. He should have been picked before.
Well, I mean, it's showing right now there's a lot more to him than what we thought. And
but the crazy thing is what we thought about him was he was a great pocket quarterback.
That's where I'm going with you, and I appreciate the call, D. Look, Zach Wilson had the throw of the pro day season.
I'll never forget that.
The thing that everybody got excited about, this throw that showed potential. But what I remember about Justin Fields throughout the whole process was that he wasn't the dual threat guy. He was a guy who threw the football. And they thought he just wasn't elite at that. And there were some question marks about whether or not he just was going to be good enough as that. Yeah. But if he became a dual threat, maybe he could be special.
He was a Heisman finalist for throwing the football because he didn't run.
Right. So that's the whole point. Anybody that's thinking that he wasn't drafted because, like, you could say that about Lamar
because of his legs.
Right.
Or you can say that about Trey Lance.
But that's my point. Lamar, they thought he's a running quarterback. He doesn't really. He spent a whole year he spent at Louisville trying to prove he could be a pocket passer. And the thought was he's just not that guy. Justin Fields wasn't a guy they thought, oh, he's a runner, not a quarterback. He was a pocket passer. So I can't understand the idea that they looked at him as somebody that can only run. I think what we're learning is he actually can run too.
Right, exactly. This is the added part.
Which I think adds to what his potential could be. So
he should have been picked before Mac and Cheese.
And obviously
could you imagine if the Jets had,
He was picked ahead of Mac Jones. He wasn't picked ahead, though, of
Zach Wilson.
And Trey Lance.
Yeah.
And those are the two that you go, are you serious? Because neither Zach Wilson or Trey Lance played against high-end competition, and neither one of them played a lot in college. Yeah.
Could you imagine him with Breece Hall and
right? Please don't.
Could you imagine that element right now?
Here's why I don't want to play that game, because yesterday I had to watch Shai Gilgeous-Alexander tear up the Knicks and the whole Thunder team tear up the Knicks while I'm looking at the draft that year going, they took the wrong guy from Kentucky. They took Kevin Knox, who can't get off the Detroit Pistons bench. And Shai Gilgeous-Alexander now looks like a superstar. Why the hell did you pass on this guy?
Yeah, that Pistons bench is a deep bench, though.
Is it? They don't have Bol Bol. Let's continue with the calls. Let's see. Oh, Chuck is in Missouri on your favorite topic, Kadarius Toney. What's up, Chuck?
Hey, what's up? All right, so Brady's back and Rodgers is not, first off, just to get that out the way. The odds makers are close, man. But it's going to be the Kelce brothers in the Super Bowl, and I'll tell you why.
Wouldn't that be something?
Kadarius Toney. We got a small sample size from him, but I'm overreacting on him because of just his tells while he was playing. There was just confidence you could see in him with that little one hop.
jobby he did. Hmm. And
he was,
then
he was open by 20 yards.
The rolling punt.
He was open by 20
still,
yards. But Chuck, what you're saying is something that Bart, and it's your, I'm not saying you're wrong, because I'm telling you, Bart was saying this. We, when the trade broke during our show, before the trade deadline, Bart flipped out. And Stosh remembers it because he's a big Chiefs fan. This was a trade that Bart, well, you talk about overreaction. We all thought he was overreacting. He said that the Chiefs just got the guy to replace Tyreek Hill, and that he thinks that with Mahomes, Kadarius Toney could go to the Hall of Fame. You saw all this, and then you did the game for ESPN Radio on Sunday, and you saw Kadarius Toney get his first touchdown.
And he's just getting warmed up because Mecole Harmon was hurt, and Juju Smith-Schuster got knocked out the game. So now they're going to continue to build his package, and by the time you get to the playoffs,
build his,
he's going to have so many days. He's going to be
phrasing.
Out there. Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I mean, that's just, you think, could use it. You could try to come up with something different. If you're gonna do play by play on the radio, you know, calling games, we probably got to be careful with some of the ways you like to phrase things. Yeah. Although I guess when you do it with Carlin, you don't have to worry because you're not gonna get to say much anyway.
Yeah, it's good for your prostate, your yin yang twins. They're gonna be at a growth package.
Yeah,
and
I like hit me in my winky.
And by the time they get to the playoffs, middle of the playoffs, he's gonna be used probably like Percy Harvin and Tyreek Hill.
And what does that mean?
That means he's going to be an unleashed weapon, and he's going to make explosive, like, eye-popping plays, because he's going to have super explosive plays because he's going to be put one-on-one with your athlete that's not as good as he is.
Now, the good thing is about you is that you remember all the things that you say that turn right.
No, like,
that's
James
usually
Winston,
what we do.
No, Jameis Winston.
Like, the Saints thing, we're going to let that go?
No, I'm not. And I think they're holding against him because Andy Dalton at this point has been a turnover machine. Why wouldn't you insert Jameis Winston back in?
Would you try to lose at this point so you can get Victor Wembanyama?
Well, that version of that is Bryce Young, right?
We shall see. All right, see everybody tomorrow.
First-round draft pick.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen to the guys live weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio. Plus, you can listen and watch the guys on the ESPN app. This is the Barton Hahn Podcast.